The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. In this podcast, we have Sirius Satellite Radio as they sat down with Texans players D'Amico Ryans and Jacoby Jones.
We are pleased to be joined right now by Texans linebacker D'Amico Ryans and Jacoby Jones, also wide receiver from the Texans. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Great to have you both aboard. Is the day that the pass came on just a little more exciting for you, a little more of a ramped up feeling in practice today, I imagine, for you, especially D'Amico?
Yeah, it is. It's a little more exciting to get out there because everybody's just antsy about getting out there and start hitting. So today was a good day, but we'll see how everybody comes back the next day when you're sore and neck is hurting a little bit. See how excited everyone is.
Maybe for them guys over there, man, putting them pads on. You know me, I like to avoid those situations.
You know, your maligned defense looked pretty good today in practice.
Oh yeah, our defense is coming on. It's coming on around. You know, Frank's done a good job of getting everybody in the right position, doing a great job of leading us. So he's it's really, we're going to see a big difference in our defense this year.
And it's a change, but it's still bringing somebody in that was familiar,
right?
And the fact that he was a linebacker, I imagine that helps you as a linebacker and his relation to you as a player.
Yeah, it helps out a lot. It's like you said, with him being a linebacker, he understands the position and he puts, you know, he like when with him coming in from the inside, he knows all the strengths of the players that was here. So he's putting us in the right position to make plays and to utilize all our talents.
Jacoby, talk about how exciting it is to be part of this offense where you know this team is going to be aggressive attacking. You've got a head coach who's a quarterback-oriented, passing-oriented kind of guy, and to make great use of people like yourself, like Andre, like Walter, the whole group of guys in this receiving core, it's got to be, I don't know, very competitive because you need to show not just game in and game out, but practice in and practice out that you should be getting the ball too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, like you said, iron sharpens iron, you know, and everybody, I make sure everybody be consistent on the field. You know, like you said, we was third in the offense last year, and we pushing to be number one, so that helped us push for the playoffs.
How hard was it for you to come in as a rookie from Lane College to come into the National Football League?
Honestly, it wasn't hard because I feel if you could play, you could play.
Did returning kicks help you too?
Well, I returned kicks and punts in college, so whatever they wanted me to do, I'd have done it.
Who's been a good mentor for you? Who's kind of helped teach you the ropes of the NFL? I mean, I'm basically Andre, or has it been a bunch of guys?
I can tell you it's all the receivers.
All the
you learn from everybody, from Dre to the rookie. You learn from him too, honestly.
Really,
right?
And D'Amico, you're captain. I mean, you're in that natural leadership role on the defensive side. How do you balance that with and it's very public now because we pick up the paper and read about contract concerns that you have.
Right.
That's not a new thing in the NFL. It happens everywhere. It's the business side of the game. But how do you balance that with, because we saw you out there today, as Gil Brandt said, you look like you were having about as much fun as anyone could have out there. You were exuberant, but you were leading. You were loud. So do you turn that other? It's the business switch. You turn off and turn on the football switch.
How does that work? Yeah, that's how it works. I can't go out there and be thinking about contract stuff.
Because I
like to play football, and that's what I do. I love to do it. And when I'm out there on the field, I'm gonna have as much fun as possible. And the contract side of stuff, it'll handle itself. But my job is just to go out there and be the best that I can be at my position and also lead the other guys to, get it going.
Is that a sign of where this team is now, that there are multiple players, Dante Robinson, O'Daniels, talking contract? Because before that wasn't an issue with this team.
Yeah, I guess that's a good issue to have. You know, we finally have some guys that are deserving. We have some good players that stepped up and played well. So it's a good problem to have on your team when guys are having contract issues.
Yeah, that means your team has been successful.
Right.
You know, you're a big play guy. Recover fumbles, interceptions, returning for touchdowns. Why does that happen? Are you more alert, or is it just the rub of the green, or what is it?
Sometimes the ball just bounces my way, but most of the time it's just being alert, having great instincts, and just kind of I always anticipate where the ball is going and always trying to get my hands on it some kind of way.
And Jacoby, another one just for you. You know, going out there and seeing the fans, you've had, I think, 3,000 or 4,000 of them have been showing up for practice. How much of an inspiration is that for you to perform? I know you're being evaluated by your coaches. That's number one. That's, you want to get the good tape and all that, but how about for them too?
Well, you know, like I said, you mean the fans make us, you know what I mean? And, you gotta get the fans what they want to see. So when you catch a deep ball, you hear them cheering. Like I did the day you drop one, you hear them say all.
All right, there you go. No,
I tell you one thing, you put a move on that guy, you're wide open.
And we're going to actually have a third guest on here. Now, usually we do the double headers. We're going to go, these guests are coming in three. Nick Ferguson is going to be joining us, and he just got his headset on. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We appreciate you here. By the way, we were talking to
Nick. Welcome to Anderson to practice today.
That's what I was just going to say. We had Dave Anderson on, and he said it was supposed to be Thud, and he said you didn't get the memo.
Well, technically that is Thud. I didn't tackle him. I didn't wrap him up.
He said you laid him out, man.
No, he did. Well, he did that on his own.
Oh, he put drama into it.
Yeah, he shouldn't have jumped in the air, so that made it look that much worse. So
the best part was seeing his eyes when he said that. He's just like, "What, Nick? Why you do that?"
I got to ease up on my fellow receiving now.
This is a little rough here. Two defensive
guys. Yeah, I ain't gonna say too much, but
well, first of all, I didn't hear anyone complaining 9-on-7 when the offensive lineman was trying to get up on us and put us on the ground. There wasn't anyone complaining about that, Jacoby.
And Jacoby run all the deep routes. So he don't even count.
Jacoby said he wanted to stay away from all this contact. Yeah. That's your problem to deal with. Nick, you know, the same thing. Expectations very high for this team,
right.
And you're as much a part of that as anyone. Do you have to manage that in your head where you're on the one hand, it is absolutely what you want. On the other hand, you can't get so caught up in it that, yeah, you know what? Everybody says we're going to be a playoff team. We're a playoff team. You got
to
do it.
Well, first of all, you have to, you know, think and dream big. You know, if you don't look that way, things won't happen for you that way. Place where I came from in Denver, that was the philosophy. You always thought playoffs. You always thought that second round. You always thought Super Bowl.
Right.
So the whole thing is, you know, bringing that mentality here. And then after seeing what we did in the last 8 games of the season, guys believe now, they have that mentality, we can actually go out there and do this. Not one of those things where, you know, we might. No, no. I mean, if you look at the ESPN and all this stuff, not too many people are giving us a chance in our division or even with our schedule. I mean, well, we don't worry about that. We just kind of worry about the guys in the locker room. We just go out there and handle our own business.
Nick, you know, defense was maligned last year,
mm-hmm.
especially the defensive backs. New players, Quinn, as an example, come in here. You kind of take those guys under your wing and try to help those rookies come in and do as well as possible, as quickly as possible?
Well, each guy comes in with something that he brings from college that he does great. You just try to, you know, give him some wisdom on and off the field and help him try to learn the scheme and have him come in and be productive with the team. But, I mean, it's a different type of mentality around here. Once again, no discredit to the previous coaches who were here last year, but now, I mean, we have a solid base. We know what's going on. Things are being taught. You know, and that's a big thing. You know, if you're a coach, you're supposed to teach. And last year wasn't a lot of that. So, you know, a lot of attention to detail this time. And, you know, the way coach is, you know, doing practice this year, I mean, it shouldn't be no reason why we should know what our responsibilities are going into a game. So knowing that, the second part is keeping us healthy. If we can keep those things together, I mean, no telling how far we can get.
Tell me a little bit about a player that joined your team late in the year last year. Mattel Robertson, Richardson,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I'm pronouncing his name right, but tell me a little bit about him. He's kind of new to me.
Well, you know what? He played in Washington, went to Arkansas. He has a lot of ability, but, I mean, as some coaches say, you know, some raw ability. With Coach Gibbs coming in here, you know, with a solid foundation, and once again, the key thing is teaching. Everyone's technique has gotten a whole lot better, especially this time, you know, this year opposed to where it was last year. So I think Mattel is actually going to go out and perform well, especially with the teaching he's getting from Coach Gibbs.
The best teams in this league have great chemistry through the years. History will show the bonding and so forth. How close is this team? How good is the chemistry? Your captain.
I think we're getting there. We try to do, trying to get together and do more things away from the stadium. You know, we're always here together, but I think you build that chemistry away from the stadium, like going out to dinner, as much as we can together, going bowling, different activities like that. We start to do more things like that, then that chemistry really gel together.
Is that happening? You guys see it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Jacoby and Nick?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's a great thing to have guys get together and build some kind of camaraderie outside of this building.
It's important. I mean, I can tell you, going back, I covered those Bills Super Bowl teams for many years. They were it was a group, it was a family, and it got to be that way through time. But they would gather often at Jim Kelly's house. So you got to, you know, D'Amico should be inviting everybody over.
I mean,
that's a good idea.
You have to do that because I mean, you know, you guys eventually going to try to get on us, and we have to stick together.
Nick, thank you very much. Yeah. D'Amico, thank you. Jacoby, thank you.
Thank you
from Texans Camp coming up on Sirius NFL Radio.